Time to check on the bug situation around the area with Jonathan Toby for Castro County. Parmer, Bailey, Duff Smith, I don't know, what else? What's going on?
Oh, not too much, Todd. How are you?
Almost forgot you were calling, dude.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
I know. But you go like 11 months without calling, so, you know, it's kind of hard to remember.
Yeah, there's no bugs in December. That's a good part about my job.
Well, we've had some rain over the last few days again, so what's going on out in the field?
Yeah, you know, with these rains, we're going to get a lot more problems. We're going to get a lot more insects, going to get a lot more weeds. So with the weed sprays, I think guys are being a little more conscientious about, okay, we need to go out and take care of some thrips action out there. Having a lot of world feeding in the sorghum and in the corn, not a whole lot we can do about that. So really the main focus is the thrips right now. As we move into square development this week, really we're going to start really seeing some squares out there. We're going to focus more and shift our attention more to flea hoppers. That's going to be the big name of the game. So, you know, get out there and do some vacuum sampling. If you have a vacuum, that sure is handy. I got that a couple years ago now, and that thing is really, really handy. Just go out there and take some painting hose to the end of that, and then you suck up all the everything that you can out of that plant, and then take a look at it after a certain amount of feet. So very, very valuable there. But if you don't have that, still the inspections that we're looking at the actual cotton plant itself, taking off squares, you know, those are our money bowls. We've got to be able to protect those and make sure that we can retain those for the end of the season. Go ahead and develop those so we can get our dollars instead of the change up top.
So we had a half inch of rain here on Monday night. What'd you get in Plainview?
About 3/4. Really over everything, but that's real spotty. That could be my place as opposed to in town, as opposed to you know, down the road kind of thing. So a little spotty for everybody, I'm assuming. So I think everybody got something, but so it's looking good. It's looking a little better than what it started out as. So I just think guys are happy with the amount of moisture we've gotten here and there, but it definitely needs more. So definitely call them for some more. That would be nice.
We get a nice suntan today. It'd be 105 out there today.
Yeah, no plan on being out there at 4 o'clock when it gets to be 105. So trying to get done before about 3 today. So we'll see how that works out for me. But yeah, we'll try to get it done.
Had a lot of people wanting to know what that creepy little bug is that they've been seeing all over the place. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, you know, the Mazina obtuse, we had it back in 2022. It's kind of a rotational insect as opposed to a season-long and very determinate, going to happen every year. So a couple years back, we had, like, the Miller moth come down, and there were moths everywhere, and everybody was worried about that. So it's basically a rotational insect that will come into our area. They feed mainly on mesquite, and they'll be hitting some gardens pretty hard just simply due to the fact that that's their nature. So really, soybeans are going to be well impacted by that, and you know, we have beans in the area, but not soybeans. So those are going to be affected. Any kind of legume crop you can think of is going to be affected. But the gardens are getting drilled right now, just simply due to the fact that there's nothing else for them to feed on. So really, the silverleaf nightshade is what they're bouncing their numbers up on, and they'll be hitting some gardens. And just be on the lookout for them. I did go ahead and post out some information about them, and Felice out of Castro County, there at the Dimmitt website on her Facebook page. She's got a little blurb about them, just talking about, you know, little two-pager about how to kill them and what they're doing and that kind of thing. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go ahead and check that out. If you have any other questions, give me a shout.
So do they like Johnson grass?
They're opportunistic. I think they like to get more together in the community, and they don't. You don't really see one all by itself. Normally, you kind of get a conglomeration, but they'll kind of pick on any weed, really. But I think they like that silverleaf nightshade just because it's so abundant this year.
Heading to Hart today?
Yes, sir. Heading up there. Going to go see what they got going on. Kind of a slow go up there right now, but everything's kind of in the green right now. Everything's kind of. Looking all right for now, and we'll see how the year turns out for them up there.
You said you forgot to do a shout out to somebody last week, so let's do your shout out.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Jort. I call him Jort because he told the radio station, not the radio station, he told the news station down there in Lubbock that I like to wear skinny jeans, or like to, they need to bring back skinny jeans. So I tell him that he wears jorts, which is jean shorts. So say hi to Jorts the Pickle Man and a couple of the other guys up there, Mr. Leo and Scotty Clevenger. This is John Toby at 712-790-9828.